You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your tender mercies, your grace, your unmerited favor, your love that never fails, never runs out, never gives up on me. God, I thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made. As we have risen this morning on this 25th day of December, not only do we continue in our 31 days of prayer, but we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We understand, Lord, this morning that there would be no Calvary, there would be no salvation if there was no birth. If Jesus had not come and been born by a birth, through a virgin birth, God, we would not have salvation. We would not have redemption. His blood would not be able to heal us. His blood would not be able to set us free. So, God, if we celebrate Christmas, Easter or Resurrection Sunday, Lord, we have to celebrate the birth of our Lord and our Savior. And so we rise this early in the morning to celebrate the sacrifice that you sent so that we might have life and that more abundantly. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his example. Thank you for his desire to be a vessel to be used by you. And that is our desire, God, to be used by you like our big brother Jesus was used by you. Have your way in us even now, God, as we assemble ourselves or as we prepare to assemble ourselves this day to offer unto your Son a sacrifice of praise, to lift up his holy name, God, to magnify him and to glorify him, to honor and adore him, God. As we prepare ourselves to do that, Lord, stir up in us, a God, of worship, of praise, stir up in us, God, an attitude of gratitude, Lord, to magnify him and to make his name glorious this day, not to be confused. Or not to be confused with the gift giving, not to be overwhelmed by other things that are not important, to be chasing after those things that are temporal. But God, give us a mindset, give us a hunger and a thirst to chase after your righteousness this day, God. Give us a hunger and give us a thirst, God, to chase after you, oh God, this day, because you are the better half, Lord. We want to be like Mary, Lord. We don't want to be like Martha. We don't want to be worried about the things, God, that are not eternal. We don't want to be worried about cooking or what's going on with dinner, but Lord, help us to just have a desire to sit at the feet of Jesus this day. Give us a desire, God. Give us an attitude, God, that we want to be in the Lord's presence, God, that we want to be in your midst, God, so that you can come to more and have your way, God. Give us a mindset, Lord. Give us the attitude, God, that we want to make your name glorious this day, because when we bless you, the greatest blessings that we can receive are from you, for you give us life, you give us breath, you give us health and strength, you allow us to wake up in our right minds and to go through our days in our right minds. You're the one that blesses us and keeps us and protects us from danger seen and unseen. God, you're worthy, oh God, this day. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of gratitude. God, you're so worthy. And so, God, you deserve the best of us today. We're taking all the time in the world, God, to offer gratitude and to give gifts and then do things to satisfy and to gratify and to encourage our loved ones, those that we may have purchased gifts for. But what do we have for you, Lord, today? What is it that we have set aside for you today? God, I set aside my praise. I set aside my sacrifice, me, to give you my very best. Offer unto you my sacrifice, Lord, to present my body to you as a living sacrifice, Lord, not to give you any leftovers, not to give you, God, and you're the first person on my mind this morning, Lord, pleasing you, making you happy, bringing joy to you, not God. That was the first thing on my mind, God, because you're the most important thing in the world. This day that we set aside to come together for corporate worship and corporate praise, this day, this first day of the week, where your Son, who was born on this day, came and rose again with all power in heaven and earth, this Sunday that we set aside, it was no doubt, Lord, that we would have service today. I know many, God, may have dismissed this weekend for their services, Lord, but, Lord, there is no better time to have church than on the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. That is the epitome of needing to go to church. That is the reason for this season, and that is the reason why we will have our doors of our church open today, to celebrate the life, the legacy, the grandeur of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for everything that you did to allow this day to come to pass. Lord, you had it planned from the beginning of time that men would fail and that you would have to offer a sacrifice and you thought of the best way to send your son. He could not be sent, oh God, from the seed of sinful man, because you said they that are born of the flesh are of the flesh. So a man of a few days old is full of trouble, full of sin, Lord, so he could not come in sin and be able to condemn sin. But you allowed your spirit to overcome a virgin who had no extramarital affairs, or had not fornicated because she wasn't married yet, Lord. Oh, God, a woman of integrity. And you put a seed in her, your son, and you allowed her to bear him. And he came, and he became the Savior of the world. As he did that, he mentioned to us and he reminded us that he was about his Father's business. Even at the age of 12, he was doing the work of the Lord, and he was full of your spirit from day one, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today. He was all God, and he was all man, and he came to this world to be an example for each and every one of us. And, oh, what a perfect example. Oh, what a great role model. Oh, what an awesome God. Oh, what an awesome Savior. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. And we offer you our praise this day, for you are such a wonderful and a great God. And as we celebrate family today, as we celebrate life today, as we celebrate loved ones today, help us to celebrate you as well. For God, you are truly the reason for this season. And in spite of what may be going on in the world around us, God, I want to say thank you, because we are in perfect peace, Lord, because our mind is stayed on you. God, thank you for giving us peace in the midst of storms. Thank you for being a shelter, God, in the name of Jesus in the time of storms. Thank you, Lord, for being a strong tower where we can run into your name and find safety, God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. And you're worthy, God, today. Worthy to be adored. Worthy to be magnified. Worthy to be glorified. God, you are worthy. And your mercy endureth forever, God. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord, for you are worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. And I thank you, God, for you each and every day, because each and every day, Lord, that we press towards you, that we march forward in you, God, that we move forward in you, is a day that we draw nearer to thee, and the day, God, that we grow stronger in you, Lord. Day 25 of 31 days of prayer, as we are preparing ourselves to enter into 2017 with victory. God, having a great relationship with your son and you, God, is just what we need to walk in victory, to walk into our season of breakthrough, to be more than conquerors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to get all that we have, that you have in store for us, Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight. God, we thank you, Lord, because it's right upon us, Lord. Our season of breakthrough is here, God, and I can hear the sound of an abundance of rain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We may not have had everything that we wanted in 2016, oh God, but I declare breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We declare life right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I speak it into everyone's life that's under the sound of my voice right now, God. I speak life and not death in the name of Jesus. What the devil thought he meant for evil, God, you are working it together for our good. And we say thank you right now, God, because you brought us through, Lord. Thank you right now, God, because you kept us and sustained us, God, in this valley of the shadow of death, God, in this season of dry land, God. You encouraged us, you impressed upon us, Lord, to just continue to move forward. For those that left us and those that did not continue to move forward, Lord, they have found themselves in a state of decay, being worn out and being beat up, God, by the storms of life. But everyone that continued to march forward, everyone that continued to move forward, Lord, we are in the cusp, or on the cusp, or ready, oh God, for you to give us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Because it's according to the power that works in us. And the power, God, that works in us is an unwavering faith that all things will work together for our good. Thank you, God, for being a God that is faithful. Thank you, Lord, for being a God of consistency. Thank you for being a God that never fails. And thank you, God, that your love never fails as well. It never runs out. It never gives up on me. And we want to say thank you. Again, God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. And you're worthy to be lifted up. Thank you, God, for this day. For we declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We bless your name now, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Our scripture focus, or our focus for today, is that no enemy can reach us. Our scripture comes from Exodus 23, verse 22, and it reads, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries." Also, you can read Psalm 62 and 7 and St. Luke 6, 27 through 30. On this day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must understand that because he came, nothing can stop us and nothing can hinder us if we continue to choose him as our Lord and our Savior. He will protect his own, and he will not allow the enemy to have victory over his people. Be thankful unto him, bless the God of our salvation, and I encourage you to make a joyful noise unto him on this day. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Have a wonderful, blessed day of celebration. Bye-bye.